Okay, go. You're on.
Attention. I want some to go back and review news in addition to a written test for those that will be required to pass. Those that stand up and pass that are chosen to pass a question. There'll be two types of test. Those called out and chosen to go back some time, some weeks, to be sure that you have all of the news. Then there'll be a written test, except those that do not have to take the test this time. I would like to ask some of those people, however, for special treats to enter into the volunteer portion of the test and stand up when I ask questions so that some of you can go back and review news. There's some news in the radio room here, old-time news. Some of you can go back and review it. Be prepared to show how much knowledge you have of world events. That's very important. Everything must be clean tomorrow. There needs to be more planting done tomorrow. You're going to have to cooperate with the nursery. There needs to be absolutely any barren space must be covered with plants. It looks better. Stand by. The grass, as I'm looking, needs to be cut all around the playground. It's got to be taken care of. That's got to be cut all around. I'm asking the administrators to get themselves together. I understand there's some antagonisms about who is to go to Georgetown. I don't know what you expect me to do. Each of you, your departments, squeal every time I have to have someone go to Georgetown and represent us there. I have no choices. Somebody's going to have to go, and every department's going to have to be affected. I had resistance in several departments. I haven't appreciated that. I'm working very carefully, going over scripts and interviews ready for this man so that I'll have the proper questions to penetrate him so we can get all the information we need from this CIA ex who says he knows all of who's in the CIA and what they plan, mercenary actions. But it takes a lot of time, and I'm spending that time in spite of the fact I've got a temperature of 102, nearly 103. I really would that people would take advantage and do what they're supposed to do of the opportunity of giving freely someone and finding a way that it would do so I don't have to fight every time I'm seeking an alternation to Georgetown. Because people don't like Georgetown, and we've got to alternate people to Georgetown every 6 weeks, no more, so that a person knows when they're going to get out of that city life. They don't like it. Please take this into heart. Now, you go ahead and study your Russian. I'm going to give some news, which you can study on the blackboard, or it can be played just after. Go ahead and study your Russian. Don't pay any attention to what I'm doing at this moment. Rhodesia. In Lusaka, African leaders are meeting about Rhodesia. In London, American and English leaders are meeting about Rhodesia. In Salisbury, capital of Zimbabwe, or Rhodesia, a big demonstration by whites is protesting the Smith meeting with Joshua Nkoma. So now, not only does Ian Smith have a total loss of black support, he has the loss of white support also. President Carter is considering a meeting with Ian Smith, of all things, that he stoops so low. is to meet with that dictator. Rhodesian-Zambian relations. Since the Rhodesian airline crash, Zambian president is concerned about Rhodesian troops coming onto Zambian soil. As you know, the Prime Minister of Zambia, Kuanda, is a personal friend of our Prime Minister, Forbes Burnham. Remember, our party is PNC. All of you had better get up early or stay up late and study the tape, How to Meet Guests. You're not to go up and start conversations with anyone. We're going to have guests tomorrow from the Women's Revolutionary Socialist Movement. Very, very friendly to us. There's also going to be a dentist that I've hired to give your teeth, some of your teeth, their proper attention. Then in another couple of weeks, we'll have ophthalmologist who will be coming. That cost a great cost to do cataract surgery on your eyes. I do expect everybody to be grateful. Perhaps they should listen to this because it won't take long, and then you can get back to Russian, because you need to have a good command of Russian, because the Russians are due any time. Now it's important that you do not go up to anyone, just smile at them and say hello, but don't answer any personal questions. If they ask how old you are, something like that, that's fine. If you like the place, yes, I love it. I wouldn't be any place else. It's the most beautiful place on earth. But do not go further. It's always possible that an agent can be a double agent. The government will be watching this person very closely. But he is so frightened, he is leaving the United States tonight. Charles Gary is also going. He is afraid to stay in the United States one more day. So apparently we are on to something big. It would look like that anyway. But we will not throw caution to the wind. We have gotten some very pertinent information, vital information. His tapes will embarrass if we don't do anything else. If the news media is so capitalistic, we can print up. Dr. Goodwin has said he'll give us 10, 15, 25,000 papers to produce our own newspaper free and pass out about what this man says. And it is a terrible number of things that he says that this conspiracy of our ex-members plus the CIA have been up to. Anyway, Rhodesian troops on Zambian soil. He is protesting this, Kuanda, severely. He is considering asking help from the United Nations, Britain, or any other country that will give assistance. That could be Cuba or the Soviet Union. Zambia has no real army, and only one surface-to-air missile, because USA has kept them poor by pouring copper onto the world market, thus reducing the price of copper. Copper, remember those old news. I'm counting on a lot of you to shine tomorrow by going back and studying news that we've had for weeks. You can get them there. Vernetta has whole sheets of them, and some of you shine will give you very special considerations if you can answer questions that go way back. The British would have to make some response if the Zambian president requests assistance. They cannot afford to lose Zambia entirely in the alliance. The spread of the Rhodesian war is a major fear of many. Zambian economy is disrupted by Rhodesia, and Zambia stands behind Joshua Nkomo. Zambia will not break that alliance, say they. Response by Tito in Romania, Prime Minister, on the Soviet comments on the visit of the Chinese. Tito was greatly surprised at the Soviet reaction. He said, "We learned during Stalin's time not to depend on one country alone." The Romanian president, Tito, says, "We can." The Romanian president, not Tito, excuse that. The Romanian president says, "We cannot depend on one country." Both rebutted the criticisms that they were making separate detente arrangements with China, but they both insisted that they were friendly and would remain friendly to the Soviet alliance. England, Great Britain, Margaret Thatcher, modern-day fascist, criticizes the British Prime Minister for not calling general elections at this time. She claims the party in power does not represent the principles of the people, says there is more unemployment than in World War II, and that taxes have doubled, says that English people are tired of black people and Indian and Asian being in their culture. They ought to be returned to their own lands. Some of them been removed 200 years. Where are their lands? How evil this woman is. Callaghan, Prime Minister of England, Labour Party, may call the elections in mid-October, even though he's insisted that he will not, because he sees a right-wing turn under Margaret Thatcher, head of the Conservative Party. As I told you before, she has strength because the Liberal Party head, probably with the collusion of the press and CIA and other intelligence agency, brought out the fact that the head of the Liberal Party, Thorpe, had homosexual affairs with a young man and had conspired to murder him because he was whitemailing him. Anyway, Liberal voters always go over to the Conservatives when there's any trouble in the Liberal Party. So that makes it even much more danger for the present Labour government. Some say the longer he waits, the harder he will fall. The election could go either way right now, but it is getting worse for the Labour government in it every day. The fact that Margaret Thatcher has never been in power and is controversial is a liability. That she is a racist openly is also a liability. For Thatcher, as well as most of her support come from women, with a claim. They believe things will get worse with pressure for wage and prices increasing. Tehran, Iran. Thousands may be dead from just one night of fighting in a troop clash with demonstrators protesting curfew limitations. It's not able to be estimated how many are dead. They know they're in the hundreds. Protests against the power of the corrupt, rich Shah. Won't be too much longer. Then after I finish, you can go another 45 minutes in Russian, so you have that down. It is obvious that the government is prepared for violence with troops standing by in every city. Iran is nothing but one state of rebellion. It has been amazing that until now there has been as little violence as there has been because of the obvious visible threat of the Shah's secret police and the threat of his highly trained and disciplined armed forces, disciplined in torture. The deaths will unite the conservatives, religious dissenters, the constitutionalists, and the nationalists, and the socialists against the Shah. They are all prepared for confrontation with the government. The Shah is taking a major risk in changing or ending his liberalization program. So far, the army has been loyal to the Shah, but it's under great pressure from other forces to break with the Shah. 11 cities have dusk to dawn curfew. There is no city that does not have rebellion against the Shah. India, severe flooding suspected due to the CIA cloud seeding and geophysical warfare of the Ganges River and in the West Bengal region. The Indian Army has been sent in the area to help, as tens of thousands have died and hundreds of cities have been wiped off the map. It's a terrible irony because this was the best crop year, the best harvest that India ever had. But some suspect the CIA because India was turning more strongly again towards the Soviet Union. France, The French budget will have a tough time passing in the National Assembly because of dramatic unemployment in France. Mitterrand, head of the socialist opposition, criticized the current prime minister for lack of initiative to do something about the workers' plight in France. Swiss economy is expecting a 2% growth rate. Production costs are higher, but if wage demands aren't too high, they can be okay. That is the end of the brief summary of the news. We hope that you will go back now and study all of the information you can possibly get together from past news. So when I call people up, there'll be a lot of hands. Those will get special benefits. The written tests are just what you need to be passed, just to be passed so you won't have to take the next test. All right, much love. Now go back to studying Russian for another 45 minutes so you can get as much training in Russian as possible. News in the library. Would have liked to see more Russian studied, but if there is that, go into the libraries and study what you can of news. Many people will not do things structured. That wasn't very much time that you had to study Russian, and you should look forward to intensified class. But being that you have had that done, study the news. Study the news that you now have and study it well. It's important. It's important. House votes to repeal Turkish embargo. The House narrowly voted yesterday to repeal a 3-year-old congressional embargo against U.S. military aid to fascist Turkey, handing President Carter a major foreign policy victory. A judge is a communist. We have a new and strange situation. Detroit. Justin Charles Revance is the United States' only communist judge, and the people love him. He wears a tattered black robe in court, refuses to openly display the U.S. flag, and requests that spectators rise for the jury, not for the judge. He handles Michigan's toughest judicial assignment. Recorders, criminal court here, but has won the respect of leftist, capitalist, prosecutors, and defense lawyers alike. Probably an ideal communist with no real connection with the international communist movement, or he wouldn't survive. Not in USA. He is the best judge around and the most honest you'll ever encounter, said Joel Morse, a lawyer who heads the Recorder's Court Committee of the Detroit Bar. The 38-year-old Marxist placed a corporation president on probation for factory pollution. He sentenced a supermarket meat manager to jail for short waiting. He ensured that prisoners are held no longer than 12 hours without arraignment. He demanded that government white-collar lawyers represent the indigent. He says he is a part of a criminal injustice system that is the United States' only working railroad. He firmly believes that the law promotes class division, racism, and imperialist wars. A legal scholar, he says many lawyers practicing before him are incompetent and don't adequately represent their clients. He will tell them in open court. Nevertheless, he describes he operates a courtroom that all lawyers request and many love to practice in. It's the best courtroom I've ever been in, said defense lawyer Neil Bush, There is justice there. Other judges have nice robes and flags, but no justice. Judge Ravitz has a brilliant legal mind, treats every person with dignity, and is impeccably fair. There is no mystery in court. Room 703, Ravitz fully explains the reasons behind rulings and won't simply declare, sustain, or overrule. He translates baffling legalese into everyday language for audiences and jury and summaries. All sidebar conferences with lawyers for the record, he attempts to make spectators litigants and victims feel at ease and not the least bit intimidated. The jury, not the judge, is the object of honor. Ravitz will open the jury door, bid each juror hello, and make sure no spectator sits until the jury is in place. You know, that makes some sense, said a Republican lawyer. The jury represents the community. Why the hell should we be standing for the damn judge? Ravitz says plea bargaining often is used by prosecutors and defense lawyers to the disadvantage of unwitting defendants. Instead, he takes guilty pleas under advisement. Ravitz later tells a defendant exactly what sentence he will receive. The defendant can then change his mind, plead not guilty without prejudice, and receive a new trial. That's certainly fair. Most people who come into a courtroom feel awestruck by the judge and the policeman, said Mizell Sawo, chief defender for the Legal Aid and Defender Association of Detroit. Ravitz has succeeded in eliminating the mystery and majesty of the court. He may be the best young jurist in the country. The judge is not the least bit flattered, and underlines the limits of what he and his comrades can do. There is no way that 20 or 30 of us are going to legitimize a system whose economic arrangements are divisive. The bearded Marxist is the son of an Omaha salesman. He attended Babson College in Wesley, Massachusetts, and received a master's degree in international relations at the University of Pennsylvania. He earned a law degree from the University of Michigan, then went to Detroit. His radicalization is tied closely to his meetings with black Marxist Kenneth Cockrell, now a member of Detroit's Common City Council. The two lawyers helped found a radical law firm to assist the poor and working class in 1968. Working 18 hours a day, their record was no less than stunning and paved the way for Judge Ravitz's election to the bench in 1972. Ravitz and Cockrell helped win acquittals for two men charged with shooting two Detroit police officers. Further, they maintained during the trial that Wayne County's jury selection process excluded most blacks and young adults. Their argument led to key reforms by the county commission. In the most remarkable decision, just about through, thought this would be interesting to you, though they've both been threatened, their lives are threatened, and they probably won't last another term, but at least in Detroit, to find a more fertile ground for communism these days. As I said, in the most remarkable decision to be won, that he won a jury acquittal for auto worker who killed two foremen and another worker at a Chrysler plant, Judge Ravitz and Councilman Supervisor Communist of Detroit, Cockrell, argued that working conditions along with Chrysler and U.S. racism had driven the man insane. His early months on the bench were marked by controversy. He wore cowboy boots and refused to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance at his swearing-in. When Judge Ravitz took the bench, he refused to wear the traditional black robe and had the U.S. flag removed from the court. The Michigan Supreme Court ordered the garb back on and a flag displayed, a move that still angers him. Hence, the tattered robe over a sports shirt. He wears it only over a sports shirt, which he won't button, and a flag that is purposely obscured or hidden by an oak divider and cannot be seen. Last week, a 52-year-old auto worker and prospective juror stood and said, "I can't sit here when the symbol of truth, justice, and liberty is not displayed. Judge Ravitz quietly responded, "I respect your decision, sir," and exorcised the man from the jury. Real patriotism. Judge Ravitz holds as absolutely nothing to do with false symbols. A corporation in southwest Detroit was charged with violating state anti-pollution state statutes. The company tried to fix the problem, but continued normal production. Judge Ravitz criticized their public be damned attitude, placed the firm on probation for 2 years, even though that was mild. He doesn't take on industry too heavily. He wouldn't remain a communist judge, I can tell you that. And made clear that if the probation was violated, he would hold the company president in contempt and send him to jail. In August 1973, a supermarket was found guilty of short-weighing meat. The chain's district manager, Judge Ravitz called, walked toward the bench like he might be the great U.S. Supreme Court Justice Frank Murphy, after whom this building is named. There's still more of it. I might as well finish it. But I've got it going. I might as well hear the whole of it. We were telling the man walk towards the bench. He walked towards me like he owned the building and explained the way those matters are handled, in that the corporation pleads nolle contendere. That means no contest, so they can get away innocent. The charge against the meat manager is dismissed, and the corporation pays a statutory fine of $100. Still going kind of light on big business. Judge Ravitz sentenced the most meat manager, Arthur DeClercq, to 1 day in jail, a decision later reversed on appeal. Likewise, instituted the writ of habeas corpus to make Detroit police account for any prisoner who had not been arraigned after 12 hours before he acted. Hundreds of prisoners could be held for days in dismal conditions without arraignment. Judge Ravitz's next blockbuster came at the end of a blockbuster, the 10th Precinct drug conspiracy trial, one of the longest and most expensive in Michigan history. The 7-month trial involved 16 defendants, 9 police officers, and 7 heroin pushers. 11 defense attorneys and 4 prosecutors generated 40,000 pages of testimony and cost the state $2 million. Lawyers still laud Judge Ravitz's impeccable handling of the trial. It was a legal circus, just like the Chicago 7 trial. And incredibly, there wasn't even one mistrial. One prosecutor said he was the only judge with intellect and patience to handle the case effectively. However, the real surprise came when Judge Ravitz had to find lawyers to handle the appeals of several indigent poor defendants. Rather than turn to legal aid, Judge Ravitz selected two prominent silk stocking lawyers and a former state appeals judge. One lawyer was Jason Honigman, personal attorney for Ford Motor Chairman Henry IV II. The three frantically appealed their selections and won. But the self-styled people's lawyer had made his point. America's successful lawyer does not represent the poor. Ironically, the other lawyer, former appeals judge and Lieutenant Governor T. John Lisinski, and Judge Ravitz have met since because the Michigan Supreme Court, acting to reduce a 5,400 case backlog in Recorder's Court, last year appointed Lisinski as special administrator with far-reaching powers. "I don't want to sing the guy's laurels," Lisinski said, "but Judge Ravitz has turned out to be an excellent judge and has been utterly cooperative." Ravitz drives a foreign car, carries a gun. Why?